This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Professor H.J. Mackinder, generously commenting on the capitals involved in two wars and a third war threatened, with Xi Jinping, the General Secretary, en route to San Francisco to meet with the President of the United States, and with headlines from Jerusalem that define the two wars that can converge, as you will learn over these next days. NATO and the United States involved in Ukraine, the United States and unknown authorities involved in Gaza. Professor, I read the headlines from the Times of Israel as we go to Jerusalem's point of view. Prime Minister opposes PA return to Gaza after war. IDF to help evacuate babies from Shifa Sunday. Shifa is the main hospital in Gaza where, it is said by the IDF, Hamas leadership is hiding underneath the tunnels underneath the main hospital. Netanyahu slams Macron's misguided criticism, says Israel will stand alone if needed to beat Hamas and return the hostages. Huge anti-Israeli march in the United Kingdom. Five more deaths of the IDF, totaled now at 42. That's enough, Professor. Jerusalem's point of view on day 37 of the war. Good evening to you.
Good evening, sir. Jerusalem's point of view is very, very constrained by time. They're not looking forward very much, and this is because under the surface, and invisible or almost invisible, I would say to much of the world, and certainly to the United States, is that there is a smoldering, really a rather major political divide, but the Israelis want to remain united until they restore their security. But Prime Minister Netanyahu's policy is not at all clear that even the Israeli population supports this in specifics. Of course, they want to somehow defeat the threats, the dangers that threaten them, and they want to restore a secure situation. Remember, Newton's law of motion says that an action will elicit an equal and opposite reaction. Now, Clausewitz, who wrote before the middle of the 19th century, but the best book ever written on war, says that this is true, except in the case of warfare, you cannot predict what the opposite reaction is going to be. It could be immediate, it could be delayed, it could be straightforward, it could be deceptive. It's unknowable. It's up to because the opposite force is the product of a different mind from the force that first moved. And it's not the case, in other words, that you can know what the right thing to do is. And I would say it's not clear to me that after the ghastly, bloody attacks on Israel on October 7th, that the policy, that the approach that will bring them back to security is this hammering of Gaza. I think that, first of all, if you say you're going to eliminate Hamas, you're not dealing with the fact that Hamas, as Mr. Guterres said, this whole thing it didn't occur in a vacuum. There's a history of 50 or more years, really since 1948, of conflicts between Israel, European countries, neighboring countries, and so forth. And starting with 48 and then with Suez, and then with 67, then with the Yom Kippur War, and then with even Shamir, who was very, very hardline and did not want to give up land. Even Shamir realized that they couldn't stay on in Gaza, so they just kind of left and said, well, we'll see what happens. My point that I want to get to is I don't think that the Israelis have started seriously considering, they're not yet considering the road to peace. And remember, what they need is a peaceful Middle East. They cannot exist if they're constantly at war, because already right now, 10% of the Israeli population lives abroad. The settlers on the West Bank, 10% of them are American citizens, and they they're constantly causing trouble. And it's against Israeli law. Yet the current Israeli administration winks, they turn a blind eye to this. But my point is that what they really should be thinking is, how are we going to get from this ghastly mess and this fighting and bombing and all these deaths to a situation where we can live in peace and the Palestinians can live in peace? This is very, very difficult to figure out. But I do believe, and I think a lot of people on all sides think it can be done. I mean, the Saudis think it can be done, I think. There are a lot of people in Israel who think it can be done. I think the Jordanians, there are a lot of people who think it could be done. But right now, we're moving away from that path in a way that is unguided and poorly considered. So the effect of Israel, of this terrible war, on the rest of the world is, in some sense, it's really unknowable. But we have to consider it, because it's already having very mischievous effects across Europe and even as far as China.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, seven capitals, 7 points of view. We've added a capital in Asia because of the threat of the People's Republic of China, represented by Xi Jinping, on his way to San Francisco in these next days. We move to Moscow, however, because there are unusual headlines in Kyiv that could be influencing decision-making in the extremely non-transparent Kremlin. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.